The cultural, racial, and social fabric of America looks nothing like the cloth of 20 years ago, and change has been swift. In 2000, nearly 58% of all babies born in the United States were white. But according to the 2010 census, that percentage has fallen below 50%. That's because Hispanic mothers are now bearing many more children than white mothers. And most older Americans are white, 80% of all seniors, 65 and up. You know, with the release of the 2010 census, we're finding out more and more about us, and collecting that base information has become increasingly efficient. Stacy Vidal is Assistant Branch Chief in the U.S. Census Bureau's Media Relations Office.
Well, actually, the census, we first mail a form to most households around the nation first, and if you don't follow up or you don't fill that out and mail it back to us, then we have to go door-to-door, but we did see about 74% of households did take that initiative, fill out that form, and return it to us. And the types of questions that were on the 2010 census form are very basic this time around. Just ask about things like age, sex, race, Hispanic origin, your relationship to the householder, and whether you own or rent your home.
The race question is divided between race and ethnicity. Race, of course, is your biological physical characteristics. Ethnicity is your traditional heritage.
We actually ask two questions that get at our racial and ethnic diversity in this nation on the census form. The first question we ask folks is about whether or not you're Hispanic. And then we ask a separate question that asks about your race and identify several examples of different major race groups that are in this country. And these, the concepts of Hispanic origin and race, the federal government has determined are two separate and distinct concepts. So we had our guidance on how to collect those data and produce them from the Office of Management and Budget. So we do ask those two questions on the census.
Unlike race, the 2010 census does not ask about sexual orientation, at least not yet, or gender identity. That information is extrapolated, most notably by the Williams Institute, based at the UCLA School of Law. So in its census snapshot 2010 of same-sex couples, LGBTQ people living with a spouse or partner can identify their relationship by checking either the husband or wife or unmarried partner box.
Any information we have about, say, same-sex couples comes from two different questions on the census form. One is about the sex, so whether you're male or female, and the other is about the relationship to the householder. So we offer sort of examples for people to check off, say whether you're a spouse or an unmarried partner or maybe a roommate or a child or other things like that. And so we use the data from those two questions to provide estimates or counts of, say, same-sex unmarried partners, as well as later this fall, will release counts of same-sex married couples.
Same-sex marriage is not federally recognized under the Defense of Marriage Act, but six states have legalized gay marriage, most recently in New York. Still, according to the Williams Institute, gay couples remain vastly undercounted because some prefer to not disclose their relationship, perhaps marking themselves as roommates, for example. But those that do can be tallied among parents in America. And it turns out Arkansas ranks third among 41 states, with 27% of the state's 7,000 gay and lesbian couples raising kids together. Most of those couples are concentrated in Pulaski, Benton, Washington, and Carroll counties. But what made big news in Arkansas was the spike in the state's Hispanic population over the past decade, 6.4%. Or 186,050 live here. 75,000 are 18 years of age and under. And nearly 43,000 Hispanic babies were born in Arkansas over the past decade, a whopping 134% increase. Locating these statistics is simple, Stacy Vidal says, using the Census Bureau's interactive website.
So the Census Bureau, we offer a few different ways to start diving into these great numbers coming out of the 2010 census. One way is through some of the interactive maps that we have. If you just go to 2010census.gov on our website and click on data, you'll see a couple different maps there that'll show changes in your state by race, by Hispanic origin. They'll look at age. There's another map there that'll drill down and show you even more information at the very local level. You can go in and search by zip code or your city name or your county, and you'll even see other things about home ownership and whether people own or rent or own it with a mortgage and things like that. And then if you want a little bit more information, you want to start diving in deeper and exploring some of those comparisons or looking at, say, age by sex and maybe by home ownership, then you can use another tool that we have online called American Fact Finder. So there you just go to census.gov, click on American Fact Finder over on the left, and then you can just start searching through the different topics or the year that maybe you're interested in.
Arkansas also has the largest population of Marshallese in the world outside of the Marshall Islands. Chronically evasive Marshallese finally came forward this census, 1,494 in 2000, to over 5,500 in 2010. Statewide, we saw a 9.1% increase in general population, but the state's delta continues to lose people. Monroe County, a 20% decrease. And Northwest Arkansas is gaining population. Benton County up 44%, and Washington County up nearly 29%. Nationwide, most of us are women, 50.8%, but according to what's called a census brief, more than a quarter of American children now live with one parent. The brief also cites that children living at home with both parents will tend to grow up with more financial and education advantages.
The Census Bureau also offers another resource for looking at how our nation is changing. Those are called 2010 Census Briefs. So if you go to 2010census.gov and click on data, that'll take you to a page that has our interactive maps, but it also has a list of the different 2010 Census Briefs. So these briefs go in and analyze and go into a little more detail about, so far we've released about the Hispanic population, about the age and sex composition that gives analysis about how our nation is aging. We can also see one about how the population is moving around the country and where it's growing and where it's not growing as fast. And then this fall we'll continue to release briefs that go into more detail about the other race groups in the population, as well as some other topics out of the census.
Another factoid, one-person households are on the rise, as are households where unrelated people are living together, likely to save economic resources. Where we live is also changing. Rural counties continue to lose population nationwide, now ranked at 16%. More than half of Americans live in the suburbs now, and many are moving south and west. More boomers are taking in aging parents, creating more multi-generational households, up 36% from 2000. And we're living longer. Americans 85 and older have increased to 5.5 million of us. Some of these census outcomes even took the Census Bureau by surprise.
We're seeing that the South and the West are by far growing the fastest in the nation. We're seeing that the nation's becoming more multiracial. More people are identifying as being more than one race. The nation also is aging. We're seeing that overall, the median age of the country has gotten older, and it's gotten older in every single state, including in Arkansas. We're also seeing there are more vacants. And then the Asian and Hispanic populations are growing the fastest among race groups and ethnic groups.
So by 2040, will whites be the new minority eclipsed by Hispanic and Asian majorities?
Yeah, it's yet to see. I think that's one of the great things about the census is it gives us this picture every decade about how have we changed this time around? What does our new portrait look like? And there's some other ways that the Census Bureau also tracks how the population is changing throughout the decade. So hopefully we'll see in time to come, you know, just exactly how those trends change and where they intersect.
And one final trend is the mad scramble known as redistricting, now accomplished in Arkansas. The U.S. Constitution requires a national census be taken every decade to better allocate federal funding and to determine congressional, state, and local districts, inevitably causing certain political junkies, literally this year, to go all a Twitter. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.